Its current state, I'm Mark Bayshore. Tonight, number 3 seed Michigan State hopes to prevail over number 2 seed Duke in a Sweet 16 matchup at Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis. And the Free Press's Joe Rexrow joins us to talk about that. How are you, Joe?
Good, Mark. Very, very much looking forward to this game. Should be a great one.
What do you think this matchup boils down to?
Well, you know, I think it boils down to which team plays better collectively on the defensive end of the floor. There are a lot of good matchups, interesting matchups. You could go right down the list, and it's very close, position by position. And, you know, the coaches, obviously both great coaches. So it's a really good matchup in terms of team and program. But I just think whichever team does a better job, but for Michigan State, it's guarding the pick and roll, the ball screens, getting out on shooters, not letting Duke shooters get open shots, not allowing Duke's penetrators to get into the lane, you know, to collapse the defense. And then on the other side, you know, for Duke, it's really a big thing is not just defending, but also then boxing out and not letting Michigan State get a lot of offensive rebounds. Michigan State just killed Memphis last week with offensive rebounds, and I think Brandon Dawson's playing a lot better. Adrian Payne, Derek Nix. You know, Michigan State's a little bit bigger and more athletic than Duke.
Michigan State clearly would like to prevail on the boards just like they did against Memphis. They really owned that stat. If Dawson, Payne, and Nix step up again, that's huge, isn't it?
It is, and the thing is, it's kind of tough both ways. I guess the one matchup for both teams that's kind of a little bit of a mismatch in different ways for Michigan State, Brandon Dawson's going to have to guard Rashid Suleiman, a freshman, very quick guard, a good shooter, you know, and it's going to be tough for him to chase him around. On the flip side, can Suleiman keep Dawson off the board? You know, Dawson's much bigger and stronger, and so that is the one thing, you know, if you're looking at individuals, that will be very interesting to watch.
Krzyzewski says defensive rebounding specifically will be a key to the game. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, I mean, for Duke, not only to you know, get stops, get rebounds, but you know they want to run. Duke wants to run in this game, and if you're not, you know, doing a good job in the defensive glass, you're not going to be able to run. And Michigan State wants to run too, so I think the rebounding will be key. And I think you are going to see both teams run up and down the court a little bit, play some off-tempo basketball. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game.
And we learned yesterday, Appling will be wearing the brace, correct?
Yeah, unless something changes last minute, he will have that brace on tonight on the shoulder. Never has not played in a game with it ever. He has practiced all week, and I've been able to watch him twice practice with it, and I thought he looked pretty good. He shot actually really well with it, but you never know. It still restricts your movement a little bit, and he definitely has been trying to convince the trainers to let him take it off, but it looks like he's going to have to wear it, so it'll be interesting to see if that has any effect.
You made a case yesterday for MSU being in the same league overall as the Blue Devils. If you ran into somebody who disagreed with that, how would you try to persuade them?
You know, again, it's sort of same league, but, you know, 15 years behind. You know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you talk about elite programs and you talk about programs that, you know, get more attention, you know, have a better chance of recruiting the best players, things like that. I mean, longevity is a big part of it. Michigan State has now done it for 15 years under Tom Izzo. You know, this is the 16th grade NCAA tournament. I mean, Duke really has been right up there since, you know, the mid-80s under Mike Krzyzewski. But if you look at the accomplishments of Tom Izzo, I mean, 6 Final Four of the national championship, you know, 11 Sweet 16s in 16 years and all that. I mean, you can go down the list and you can make the argument, certainly, that in the last 15 years, since Michigan State really took off in that 97-98 season, Michigan State's as good as anyone. The one thing that, of course, is only the one national championship, and that's what people would argue. But, you know, like, there are some other top programs out there that don't have any.
Before MSU tonight, it's Michigan and Kansas. Quickly break that one down for us.
Well, I think Michigan got so much confidence back last weekend, and that was huge for them. You know, the matchups were good for Michigan in terms of teams that wanted to play up-tempo. And, you know, in the Big Ten, the book on Michigan this year was slow the game down, be physical with them, don't let them get in transition, and their half-court offense is not good enough. And VCU and South Dakota State let Michigan run, and you saw how good they looked, especially Glenn Robinson Jr. and Mitch McGarry, those two freshmen, really benefited from the up-tempo game. But Kansas is going to bring it right back to what the Big Ten teams have done. Kansas is going to play that tough defense. They have a very good shot blocking center in Jeff Withey. They have a very good defensive guard. So it'll be a less comfortable game for Michigan. Not the kind of game they like to play. Tougher matchup. But when you get the confidence you got last weekend, maybe that can still carry you. I still think it'll be a very good game. I would favor Kansas slightly in it.
So in the end, who do you pick, Joe, MSU or Duke?
You know, I'm going to go with Michigan State. I think both teams at their very best, I think Michigan State is a little bit better than Duke. And some people would argue that and say Duke, you know, 21 without or with Ryan Kelly, who missed some of the season with a foot injury. They lost four games without him. Certainly Duke's better with him, but I still think Michigan State a little bit better in some of the matchups and overall a little bit more athleticism. So the question is, will Michigan State, you know, cut down on those mistakes and play smart basketball? And I have to think the focus is going to be there for this game. So I'm taking Michigan State in a close game.
Joe, we hope to talk to you Monday about our Elite Eight matchup. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, Mark. You too.